In Beijing, the Chinese government repeated its calls for restraint over North Korea, while Chinese experts warned their country would back more UN sanctions if North Korea went ahead with a third nuclear test.
China is deeply concerned by the relevant trends. China opposes any measures that might increase tensions on the peninsula or be unfavorable to denuclearization. We hope relevant parties can exercise restraint to preserve peace and stability in Northeast Asia.
Spokesman Hong Lei was speaking after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un added his voice to the North Korean National Defense Commission's earlier vows to launch more long-range rockets and conduct a third nuclear test, targeted, it said, at the country's archenemy America. North Korea's official media said Kim himself had ordered his top military and party officials to take substantial retaliation measures against the U.S. On Tuesday last week, China backed a unanimous UN Security Council resolution condemning North Korea's December rocket launch, tightening existing UN sanctions against Pyongyang. That prompted North Korea's vows of retaliation. After flying to Beijing on Friday, America's Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Glyn Davis, said his country and China had reached a strong degree of consensus on North Korea after talks with Chinese leaders. Unusually, an editorial in the state-run, usually nationalistic Global Times said China would not hesitate to reduce aid to North Korea if it conducted another nuclear test. It added, however, that China would also oppose extreme sanctions pushed for by the U.S.
If North Korea conducts the third nuclear test, China will certainly agree to new UN Security Council sanctions. For China, however, the priority will continue to be preserving stability on the peninsula. It will work to persuade the U.S. against sanctions. This is why the U.S. will, of course, argue against sanctions that are too flexible. In this way, a fourth round of sanctions against North Korea will be a compromise between the U.S. and China.
At the foreign ministry, spokesman Hong Lei said the Korean Peninsula issue was in essence related to security. He repeated calls for talks, even though their likelihood is receding. Last week, North Korea's foreign ministry declared an end to the six-party talks. The talks involving the two Koreas, China, the U.S., Japan and Russia, aimed to persuade North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons in exchange for aid. They hadn't been convened since 2008. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.